We're going to learn something L'Kavod Purim, L'Kavod Shabbos Zachar. There's so much to do and to try to pick one piece. Last night, it was hard for me to choose. I was going through literally a dozen things. I said, no, this one we should do, this one we should do. Really, we should be able to sit here the whole week and learn and get ready for Purim. That would be the right thing to do. And you have, we just barely scratch a little bit. But this Torah, for whatever reason, struck me as something that would be good for us to do together before Yontif, before Shabbos, before Yontif. It's called Rishimus Mesibas Purim. This is from Rabbi Yonis and David. Rabbi Yonis and David, you might know, is the Rosh Yeshiva of Pachay Yitzchak in Yerushalayim. He's the son-in-law of Rav Hutner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He himself is a very, very great person, Rabbi Yonis and David. And his mamorim, we only have a few that are printed. The printed mamorim are oftentimes perushim, explanations, expanding upon the teachings of his father-in-law, Rav Hutner, but there's also a tremendous amount of originality, his own mahalach. So, let's learn. V'yishasef Shmuel as Agag l'fnei Hashem. So the Haftarah has a happy ending. The happy ending is that Shmuel Hanavi beheaded. He chops off the head of Agag l'fnei Hashem. You remember that Shaul HaMelech was, you don't have the place? On the left side, Inyan Yud Beis, it says. Remember that Shaul HaMelech allowed Agag to remain alive for that night, and Shmuel Hanavi went and killed Agag. What's interesting here is that it says Vayishasek Shmuel as Agag l'fnei Hashem. What does that mean, l'fnei Hashem? Everything happens in the world is l'fnei Hashem. What does it mean, l'fnei Hashem? This Mechias HaMolek that took place with the killing of Agag. Haman, of course, was Nagagi because Chazal tells us that since Shaul left, didn't kill him right away, he had relations with somebody, and then this from that woman came a child, and then there would be an anicle down the line that would be Haman Hagagi. So, Vayishasef Shmuel as Agag l'fnei Hashem, that Shmuel killed, he beheaded Agag l'fnei Hashem, before God. What does that mean, l'fnei Hashem? Yiduim Divei Hagra is a very famous teaching of the Vilna Gaon. Shiyom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim. We know that. That's from long before the Gra. That Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim. That Yom Kippur is like Purim. That there is not just a similarity, but the Gra taught that they're really two sides of a coin. Shiyom Kippur hu achatzi l'Hashem, or Purim hu achatzi l'Hashem. What the Gaon taught is that Yom Kippur there's nobody eating or drinking anything. It's completely for Hashem. Purim is just the opposite. Purim is the whole day is meshigah with eating and drinking and it's completely lachem for ourselves. Now, we know, generally speaking, by a yontiv, the psak is, by Pesach, by Sukkot, the yontiv is chatzi lachem and chatzi lachem. So there's time for davening and learning, and there's time for eating and for resting. Chatzi lachem and chatzi lachem. So the Gaon taught that Yom Kippurim, that these two, Yom Tovim, Purim and Yom Kippur, together create one unit. Half of that unit is devoted entirely to Hashem. That's Yom Kippur. It's all about davening. It's all Hashem. And the other side of that coin, the other half of that unit of Yom Kippurim, is Purim. And Purim is like is Kulo Lachem. It's just eating and partying and Shalach Manos and Matan Sev Yoinim. It's all about us. And together, these two together create this unit that's called Yom Kippurim. They're two halves of one whole. So it comes out that in that unit, Yom Kippur is the Chatzi Lashem, and Purim is the Chatzi Lachem. Yom Kippur is the half of the unit that belongs to God, And Purim is the half that belongs to us. Ube'yoysim shnei chatzoyim yichid achas, since they are two halves of one unit, hari bal korchach shiyya bitui mishutav lahem, it must be that they share a common expression. It must be that they have a lot in common. Besides the play on the words, Yom Kippurim, obviously is much more going on here in Pnimius. V'namayr al bitui echot shashut v'zu. He says, let's stop and think about one particular manifestation of this shutfus, this partnership of Purim and Yom Kippurim, of Purim and Yom Kippur. On a very, very basic and obvious level, Beis Gimel, Al Kaparas Yom Kippur Nemar, regarding the Kapara of Yom Kippur, the Chazal tell us that Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, Ela Ala Veiris, She Ben Odin Lamakam. That Yom Kippur is only Mechaper, and Aveiris, She Ben Odin Lamakam. Between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avaloi ala averus shben avin chavera. As far as averus between one Jew and another, we're on the second side of that page. As far as averus shben avin lamakim between a person and a kadosh baruch hu. So that, of course, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper and the averus between a person and Hashem. Avaloi ala averus shben avin chavera. However, as far as averus shben avin chavera are concerned, between one Jew and another. You ask Hashem for forgiveness, but that's not enough. Right? That's not enough. Averus shbeno machavero, it's not machaper. Averus shbeno, avaloi averus shbeno machavero, shenem alifnei Hashem titaru. As far as averus shbeno lamakam, you say that it's lifnei Hashem titaru. Then you mitar yourselves in God's presence. Lifnei Hashem. Between you and Hashem, you work it out. That's when it comes to averus. Between a person and Hashem. But v'ein yom kippur mechaper ad shi'irat es chaveiro. But when it comes to something you've done to wrong another person, that of course you have to speak to the person. You have to apologize. You have to ask mechila. That's by yom kippur. V'gam bepurim. Ba'ayfin mishalo. It's interesting that by Purim also we find in its own way Yesh ritzui l'chaveru, that there's this inyan by Purim for Jews to be reconciled with each other, for there to be shalom, to be reconciliation and friendship and a show of appeasement between one Jew and another. U'mitzvah mishloach manis, ish l're'ehu. So there's a mitzvah of shalach manis. Mishloach manis is ish l're'ehu, which is to be marbet, to increase friendship and closeness and so on between Jews. Which is havas, a havas reyim, a way of expressing love from one Jew to another. Vihi haritzui de Purim. This is the reconciliation and the appeasement of Purim. So Yom Kippur, the din is, you have to set things straight and ask mechila and work things out with other people in your life, because there's a din ad shiratzes chavero. And with Purim, which is the other side of Yom Kippurim, and Purim also, there's this in of ritzui that takes place through Shalach Manas, also Matanas Lev Yainim, is this ritzui that takes place between Jews. That's on the surface, that's very obvious. And other Sfarim make different comparisons besides that. But here he talks about the Pnimius. And he really gets to the bottom of what's unique about the whole Yontav of Purim. Ha'iz Dalet. There's something much deeper. As he brings from his father-in-law, from Rav Huttner, in Pachid Yitzchak and Yom Kippur, the common mitzvahs nema din shel lefnei Hashem. We find that there are a number of mitzvahs where the halacha is that it's written entirely lefnei Hashem lakechem, like the samachtem, or the din of lulav, of the Abaminim, it says, Lifnei Hashem. And when it says that, Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, in God's presence, that's referring to a particular place. Shumokim Mesuyim. What does it mean, Lifnei Hashem? Where do you go? God is everywhere. But what does it mean, Lifnei Hashem? So that, of course, means of a Heichel. It means some place in the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash, or Ba'azara, in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, or if you're going further out, even Yushalayim, the Gabi certain dinim is also called Lifnei Hashem. Kachem Kalim are eaten in the entire city of Yushalayim. Maisa Sheni, right? Bikurim are eaten in the entire city of Yushalayim. Because Yushalayim has a din of Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. As you get closer to the Kodesh Kedoshim, then you're going Lifnei VeLifnim. That's called Lifnei Hashem. So as far as Halach is concerned, Lifnei Hashem means to go to a certain place. Even though Hashem is everywhere, where we are right now is not called, halachically, it's not called Lifnei Hashem, being in Chutz Laaretz. It's not called Lifnei Hashem. B'samikdash, Yushalayim is called Lifnei Hashem. So as far as certain mitzvahs are concerned, there's a din of Lifnei Hashem. Shu mokim mesuyim, abeheichel b'azar, call Yushalayim. Mokim mesuyim lefi inyonah. Each place in Yerushalayim, according to its Kedusha, there are different levels of Kedusha in Yerushalayim and in Eretz Yisrael, but that already is called Lifnei Hashem, Eshalech Lifnei Hashem, Ba'art So Yisrachayim. Right, David HaMelech said, Eshalech Lifnei Hashem. Yerushalayim has a din of Lifnei Hashem. Even Eretz Yisrael, in certain respects, could be called Lifnei Hashem. Now, what's odd is that when it comes to Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur, Shenemar Lifnei Hashem, Yom Kippur says Lifnei Hashem, but that's talking to each and every one of us. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Here, Rav Huttner explained, Yesh Chiddush. There's a Chiddush. She'en hamaduba al mokim mesuyim. Here, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, that we have to purify ourselves before Hashem, that's talking to any Jew anywhere in the world. That's not talking about Yerushalayim, Davke, on the Beis HaMikdash Davke. It means anywhere. And yet, the Tahara has to take place in such a way that it's called Lifnei Hashem, in God's presence. Ubal Karchach, so Rav Huttner said, it must be, Shelifnei Hashem Titaru, Ein Perusha Ela Mokim Mesuyim B'Nefesh. Obviously, Rav Huttner explained, Lifnei Hashem does not only mean a physical place, a location, a physical location, but also within oneself. There's a certain level of one's consciousness, of one's being, that's called Lifnei Hashem. And Yom Kippur is different from the entire year. Whereas the entire year, a person cannot access or doesn't reach into that deepest part of who he is. Yom Kippur is Lifnei Hashem Titaru. That Beis HaMikdash, that Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash within ourselves is open. Su'u Sha'arim Reshaychem. That place is open more than any other day of the year. And Hashem Yisbarach wants us to do tshuva in such a way that it's Lifnei Hashem, to enter into that part of ourselves that's called Lifnei Hashem. It's not just a physical place in the world. It's an emotional, spiritual place within ourselves also. Shem Yisham Chola HaTahara, Rav Huttner explained, and the Tahara, that purification that can take a Jew that was, God forbid, filled with sins the entire year, and now he walks away from Yom Kippur clean and perfect and beautiful and brand new, like a baby that was just born. That can happen because there's a part inside of ourselves, there's a place that's called Lifnei Hashem. And the same way that in the Kodesh Kedoshim in Yerushalayim, that would bring a kapara for the Jewish people, for the individual, when he comes to that part of himself that's called Lifnei Hashem, he's able to come to Tahara, to that level of Tahara. When a person reaches that part of himself, shenemar alav Lifnei Hashem, regarding which it says Lifnei Hashem, l'sham megiim l'tahara. When you come to that part of yourself, that's when you're reaching a place that's called tahara. Now, even if you didn't reach that place in Yom Kippur, remember that the Itzum Shayam, according to Rebbe's Mechaper, if a person does tshuva, even if he doesn't do a tshuva that comes from that point inside that's called Lifnei Hashem, he's forgiven for his sins depending upon the level of sin. Chayvei Malkus, Chayvei Karis, and so on. But a person is forgiven for his sins. But that he should reach a madrega of Tahara, there should be mamish purification, there should be Tahara. For that, the Torah is telling us that you have to come to that part of yourself that's called Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. You're forgiven for your sins. But Lifnei Hashem is what brings to that state of tahara, of absolute pureness. Umokim zeh, Now this place in us, inside of us, that's called Lifnei Hashem. Umokim zeh, shekol klal Yisrael biyachad mechuborim lechativa achas. Hu hamokim shenikra Lifnei Hashem. We've been talking a lot about this in the Shiur Min Shul, let's say Shabbos, during the winter, that there is a mitzias, not a physical mitzias, there is a mitzias that's called Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael means that there is this point in creation where all Jews are together, where they come together. Again, it doesn't mean physically. But that nekuda from which all of our neshamas come, that oitzer of Nishmas Yisrael, that reality of Kol Yisrael, like we said before, Mitzvah B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I'm doing this Mitzvah B'Shem Kol Yisrael. In that place of Knesset Yisrael, which is also called Shechina, in that place we have this name that's called Lifnei Hashem. It doesn't mean somewhere where you go, where you could take a train or a bus or an airplane. It means the shirish of Nishmas Yisrael, all of us right now, even though we're sitting in this physical world, our neshamas are connecting to us here in this world, but our neshama, the root of our neshama right now, our neshama is in that place, in that reality that's called Knesset Yisrael, Nishmas Yisrael. That's what the neshama is. There's a ha'ara, there's a certain light of that reality that enters into the guf. The vast majority of who you and I are is not here right now in the guf. The vast majority and the essence of who we are is in that reality of Kol Yisrael. Only in the guf, in the body, there's a ha'ara. There's something of that. As the neshamas are assigned to this person, to this person, to that person. But the essence of the neshama exists this very moment in that reality that's called Kol Yisrael. Hu amokim shenikra lifnei Hashem. And that place is called, that reality, it's not a place, that mitzias is called Lifnei Hashem. Kol kahal adas Yisrael. See how interesting it is, going back to Yom Kippur for a second? When we mekabel the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, when we accept upon ourselves, by Kol Nidre, the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, the emphasis at that moment of being mekabel the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is with the pasuk Lifnei Hashem Tetaru, and Kol Adas Yisrael, Adas Yisrael. Ad kedei kach, that we say, B'yeshiva shamalu, B'yeshiva shamata. Onu matirim l'espalel im ha'arvayonim. Who are the arvayonim? It means even Yidden that have sinned. So what is this inyan? And then we say, V'nislach al Kol Adas Yisrael. Right? V'nislach, then we daven, V'nislach al Kol Adas Yisrael. L'ager agar b'saychem, ki kulam mishkagem. V'nislach al Kol Adas b'nei Yisrael. Why is that how we bring in Yom Kippur? Because in Yom Kippur, we're trying to get to that nekuda that's called Lifnei Hashem. Ki b'yom hazeh yichapar leichem, l'tar eschem, Lifnei Hashem tetaru. And that point within ourselves that's called Lifnei Hashem is the same point that is Adas B'nei Yisrael, Kol Yisrael. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael is that Nakuda where there's no difference between me and you. Ad kedei kach, we even say, Onamatim l'spal im havayonim. Even yidin that are havayonim, whatever that means exactly in halacha, it's not important for now. People that we wouldn't normally associate with. And we find that in Yom Kippur, these people run to shul also. Whatever that shul is, they go, they run to shul to be together with Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. The Jews want to be in a place of Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael on Yom Kippur. There's one other day of the year where there is as much, if not more, of a need for Jews to be together. It's not Pesach. Even though Pesach is a Seder, that's the family. But where all of the barriers fall down between Jews, that's Purim. And Purim, Yom Kippurim, Purim also. Yidden not together. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Kol HaPeshet Yad Naislam Lo. If someone reaches out to get some tzedakah, you don't ask him, who are you and where do you come from? He's a Yid. And if he's a Yid, it means he comes from the same place that I come from. There are no walls that separate between the two of us. And Bechlal, the whole union of Shikha, of drinking, Adaliyada, but Arhaman Baruch Mordechai means that this Yid looks a little bit like an Arhaman on a regular day, and this one looks like a Baruch Mordechai. But in Purim, there's no difference, because on Purim, you come to that place that's called Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, that inner Nekud of Lifnei Hashem. And in that place of Lifnei Hashem, there's no chiluk between Sfadim and Ashkenazim, between Chassidim and Litvaks. There's no chilukim. All of that is only in the Olam HaGuf. In the Pnimius, maybe Hungarians are there. But otherwise, in the Pnimius, it's Kol Yisrael. It's Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. There's no chiluk between one person and another person. The whole Purim is like that. That's why you wear disguises. Because you're saying that everything that's on the outside is Nairishkeit. So by wearing those disguises, we're saying that that's not what defines a Jew. What defines a Jew is who he is. And who is he? I don't know. I don't know who this guy is. He's wearing a mask. I can't tell who he is. I don't know who that person is. The Teretz is, on a deeper level, there's no chiluk between this person and that person, because our guf is itself the best costume. Our guf is a costume. So on Purim, when we're mevatel all of that narishkeit of the externalities, so everybody wears a costume to say what? That this is not who I am. What you're looking at is not the person. And the reality of who I am is contained deep, deep beneath the surface of my outfit. Not the one that you bought for Purim or you're wearing. The outfit of my guf, of how I conduct myself in this world, that's my costume. On Purim, everybody puts on a costume to say that that's not who you really are. I know that's not who you really are. Not the costume. But I don't know even what's underneath the costume is not who you really are. Because that's also a disguise. And who are you really? The Teretz is the same as you. Because we're in this, because the Metzius is, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Lifnei Hashem, that's B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Kol Adas Yisrael. So that's, you see such a thing in Purim that's Mizgala and Yom Kippur. It's a Kol Echad V'Echad Yesh Chedek B'Nefesh Hashem Shutfusai L'Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Inside each and every one of us, there's a point where we are complete shutfim with every other Jew in the world. And when that chelik of who we are is illuminated, when it's shining, Shom mishava tahara. That's where our tahara comes from. When you get past all of the external things, and you get to that, to the very essence of who a Jew is, and who I am, then you're reaching into that place that's called Tahara. That's the place of Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. That's the Mikveh. That's the Tahara of a Jew. In that Nekuda of Kol Adas Yisrael. When you're in that place, then it's not about your particular sins or any of the particularities of who you are as an individual, but you are now in the ocean of Knesset Yisrael. And that ocean of Knesset Yisrael, everybody is perfect. Hashem Yisbach says about Am Yisrael, Yonosi Samosi, my perfect one, my dove. In that Nakuda of Kol Yisrael. Therefore, it's very important in Yom Kippur. You can't come to Yom Kippur without making up with other Jews, without removing the things that separate between you and another Jew. In Yesh Ma'akev, that's what the Rashiv explains. In Yesh Ma'akev, if there's something obstructing between you and another Jew, Chatzitza Ba'isa Mokim, it's a Chatzitza. There's something that's a Chatzitza. How do you translate Chatzitza? A blockage. A separation. Shekayem is bein luvein chavero. It means two people, and you during the year you had some bad things between you. So there's a chatzitza. That chatzitza is preventing me from going to the place of what? Of lifnei Hashem titaru. And I have to get into that place. In order to get into that place, I can't have problems with other yidden. V'yesh hafro b'tziruv shekol Yisrael biyachad. There's something that's interrupting. That's in the way of what? Of this tziruf of all Jews drawing together. Hechetimtza shel chet, v'hetet terumais, al zeh nemar lifnei Hashem tetaru. We have to come to that point in Yom Kippur that's called lifnei Hashem tetaru. Eina mechaper ad shiirat es chaveru. Therefore, Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper ad shiirat es chaveru until you work things out with those other Jews in your life. Ad shiirat es chaveru. You can't come to that place of Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is Knesset Yisrael. Lifnei Hashem is that same Nakuda from where Tahara comes. In order to get to that place, you have to take away the things that are blocking you from other Jews. That's why we've learned many times over the years that according to the Rizal, when you begin davening in the morning, the first thing you say before Matayvu is, Because on a deeper level, you can't approach God if you're not getting along with other Jews. You can't come to Hashem only as part of Knesset Yisrael. And if you try, and if you're having inyanim with other Jews, then you cannot get into that place that's called Lifnei Hashem. So before davening, we say, Hareinu Mekabel Olai, Mitzvah Saseh, I accept upon myself the mitzvah to try to be better in what? V'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. And then you can come into that Matoiv O'Halacha Yaakov, you can walk into the Bes Medrash and you're with other Jews in Shul, and you could daven. You could talk to Hashem in such a way. It's the inyan of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And we see that Esther Malka told Mordechai, Leich K'noises Kol HaYehudim. Go and bring all of the Jews together. But Sumor Elai into fast. Leich K'nois means that we have to come to that point of Knesset Yisrael, because Purim is Yom Kippurim, and we have to come to that point of Lifnei Hashem. I say, Aleinu Ladash, Shemahalach is Eshaya Gam B'Chatzi Lechem De Purim. Therefore, this Mahalach, since Purim and Yom Kippur are two halves of one whole, therefore it must be the same way that on Yom Kippur, we have to come to that place that's called Lifnei Hashem in order to have the Tahar of Yom Kippur. So it must be that on Purim you also have to come to that Nekuda of Lifnei Hashem. Shekol ha-maisa de Purim ha-yeh de nekalu ha-yehudim. Therefore we see that the whole maisa of Purim, what took place in such a way, of nekalu ha-yehudim lamad ha-nafsham. Nekalu. All Mordechai and Esther were doing the whole time was gathering Jews together, making sure nekalu, that they should come together. Kehila v'sachtas, that there should be a kehila and v'sachtas. The whole avoid of Purim is nekalu, gathering together, kol kahal adas Yisrael. Umitoich kach misbates ahava v'hayedidus ben zel lezeb Yisrael. And that is how there would be the removal of barriers between Jews and the strengthening of the ahava, the love, between one Jew and another. The same way, k'mayshu b'yom kippur, misalkim ikav achet v'tayne ben zel lezeb. The same way that in Yom Kippur we ask Mechila to try to remove what's between ourselves and other Jews, so that we could come back to that point of what? Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, to that inner Nekuda that's called Lifnei Hashem. So too on Purim, the miracle could only happen through a way of what? Nikalu HaYehudim, to come back to that Nekuda. La'idei kach noitzet siyush Lifnei Hashem. And therefore, we were able to come on Purim to that way of Lifnei Hashem. It's the whole Indian of Machs HaShekel, right? That says in all this from the Mizitchamak, all the Tzaddikim explain. Machs is a half a shekel, means that each Jew has to look at himself as being a half shekel and his friend is the other half. All of these avoiders have to do with between one Jew and another. Half a shekel, and he's a half a shekel. Ha'oshi lo yaber v'adal lo yamit. It can't be that the rich guy gives more and the poor guy gives less. Why? Because in that place of who we are, there's no such thing as rich and poor. There's no chilek. In the pnimius of what? Of Knesset Yisrael, there's no such thing as an Oshir and a Dal. It's Knesset Yisrael. There's no tax brackets over there. It's the same thing. It's B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And the whole Hachanif of Purim is to come to this Madrega of Lifnei Hashem. And look how beautifully he explains. Le'idekach noitzet siyur shel Lifnei Hashem, Kol Yisrael b'yachid. Knesset Yisrael, Tomid, Lifnei Hashem. Because in that mitzias of Knesset Yisrael, we're always Lifnei Hashem. Makes no difference if you're in New York or if you're in Yerushalayim. In that nekud of that reality of Knesset Yisrael is sitting by the Kisei HaKavod of Hashem, Knesset Yisrael. Even if you or I, as separate individuals, as you or I individuals, one guy does this aveir, this guy does another aveir, and Hashem says, get out of here, I'm not looking at you right now, I don't want to talk to you. But in that mitzias of Lifnei Hashem, of Knesset Yisrael, we're always Lifnei Hashem. Hashem has us all together in that place. That's always Lifnei Hashem. In that shorish of who we are, it's always Lifnei Hashem. We have to try to get to that shorish. But in that shorish, it's always, no matter how many yaveris we've done, no matter how many problems you have with another Jew, but in the shorish, it's always Lifnei Hashem. And Hashem has that sitting on his table in front of him. That's always in front of Hashem, Knesset Yisrael. That never goes away from Hashem. U'benavshu shokol achad v'achad. Therefore, inside each and every one of us, to the degree that you and I can feel a shaychus to all Jews, a connection to all Jews, we see that this is the biggest nisayon before Mashiach comes, that this nekud of ahavas Yisrael, there shouldn't be sinas Yisrael, and to feel what another Jew is going through, and to feel his pain, and to connect to other Yidden regardless of who they are and where they come from. Because that point is what in the Mokim Shul Magish Shaychus Knesel, in that Mokim that you feel a Shaychus to other Jews, to all Jews, Shom Oymed Huluf Neshem. Shom Oymed Huluf Neshem. So let's say somebody is really, really frum. He's so frum that he can't keep his eyes off an 8-year-old girl that's walking in his neighborhood wearing a pair of sandals or something because she's not wearing stockings covering her feet. That's how frum he is. He's so frum. He's so frum that it was unbearable to him that there was a little girl. I don't know why he's so frum that he's looking at little girls walking around, but he's so frum that he couldn't stand that a little girl had her feet uncovered. Or I don't even think she did, whatever this. It wasn't dark stock, whatever it was. I don't know. But he was so frum. But the Metzius says, he's not Lifnei Hashem. He's not Lifnei Hashem. The little girl is Lifnei Hashem. What does she have with other Yidden except to care for other people? But he took himself away from that place that's called Lifnei Hashem. Because with his sin is Yisrael, with his hatred, and with their inyonim with other Jews that are not right, then you're pulling yourself away from Knesset Yisrael, and you're not in the Metzius of Lifnei Hashem. You're not in that world that's called Lifnei Hashem. Davka Hashem, that point of Knesset Yisrael, Davka Shom, Haisa HaMelchama Ben Yitzchak and Shlomo Al Amalek. That is the place where the war is going on between us and Amalek. He'll explain. So that's the Ikim Melchama of Amalek is Nis Nakuda. To take us away that it shouldn't be Lifnei Hashem. And to make Machloikis in between Jews. And to create some sort of an impression that you live in a world by yourself, and if you're as firm as could be, it makes no difference what happens to other Jews. It's this point that Amalek is after, to take us away from being Lifnei Hashem Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem to come to the place of Tahara within ourselves, and Lifnei Hashem to be with other Jews in that state of Kol Adas Yisrael. Kol Hamayadim Aizvav. Kol Hamayadim Asidim Leivato Chutz Mipurim. The Rambam brings down that in the future, all the Yom Tovim are going to be bottle. Pesach, Sukkot, all the Yom Tovim are going to be secondary. They're going to be less important. V'chol Asram Asidim Leivato, and all the Sram of Tanakh are going to be put away. Chutz Min Megillas Esther, V'arihi Kayemes Kechamish Yechum Shetayru. The Ram says an astonishing thing. It's rooted in Chazal that when Mashiach comes, all the Yom Tovim are going to be bottled except for Purim. We'll explain that as the Acharim do and other Rishonim also, meaning less important than Purim. Purim is going to be the big Yontif, and all the other Sforim of Tanakh are going to be bottled except for Megillas Esther and Chamish Yechum Shetayr. Chutz Megillas Esther. Because Megillas Esther is eternal. It's forever, like Chamish Yechum Shetayr and Kehilchas Torah Shebal Peh. And the Halachas Torah Shebal Peh not bottled. But the other books of Tanakh are going to be put into Geniza. As the Rambam says, Biuro Aizayim. The meaning of this, now he says something here that's very, very deep. So don't think of anything else now. Just think of this. All right? I'm going to try that. You'll try that. Let's just think of what we're learning now. Biurai. The meaning of this is, Ke'al Yeshua zu ne'mar v'ro kol avsei aretz es Yeshua selekeinu. That pasuk, v'ro kol avsei aretz, that they will see all the way to the ends of the earth. Everybody in the world will see es Yeshua selekeinu. The Yeshua, the salvation of Hashem. The Gemara tells us that pasuk is going on Purim, on Bimei Mordechai and Esther. Amosai, Chazal say, Bizman Mordechai for Esther. There are many, many explanations. What is this inyan by Purim? That it, Dafke by Purim is Vero Kol Afsei Aretz, that the furthest, distant, most Areiske V'af indicate person in the world, someplace by an island, somewhere, whatever. Vero Kol Afsei Aretz, Es Yeshua Selokein. Why that davke was mezgala, that an inyan of Yeshua Selokeinu, the Gilui of Yeshua Selokeinu by Purim. V'yiduim divrei Ramban, soif Parashas Bo. The most famous Ramban in Torah is at the end of Parashas Bo. Where the Ramban explains, Shemitoich hanisim hagluyim, Here the Ramban is explaining why is it that Yitzias Mitzrayim is such a cornerstone of all that we believe in. And I'm sure everybody here knows this Ramban, that the Ramban says Hashem doesn't make miracles for a person who would like to have miracles every day to prove Anoich Hashem Lokech and so on and so forth. That's not how Hashem operates. The way that Hashem made the world is that for the most part, He's completely and totally hidden from us. We don't see, we don't hear from Him, we don't see Him. He's totally hidden from us. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, by that event of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem Yisbach opened up a crack and let us have a peek inside for a little bit. And there were unbelievable miracles that happened there with the Makkas and with the Kriyas Yamsuf and everything. And the Ramban says that therefore that crack in the veneer of nature that allowed us a glimpse of what's supernatural, of Hashem Yisbach, that's something that we have to live with throughout time. Therefore, all of our mitzvahs, we say, Zeich L'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zeich L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. And even though there were occasionally, and even now, just not in a very obvious and public way, there were occasionally tiny little cracks, but there was never a big, big crack like there was by Yitzias Mitzrayim, where we saw such a thing. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, through Kriyas Yom Suf and Mayim HaSinai, until we came to Mayim HaSinai, Anoch Hashem Lechach HaShem Seisich HaMeres Yitzrayim. And we live from that. And our emunah is, and our emunah is based upon that. That's the Ramban. That's the Ramban at the end of Bo. That what? That from Yitzias Mitzrayim, that from the revealed miracles that took place by Yitzias Mitzrayim, at the Oymed al Nisim HaNestorim, you can believe in the hidden miracles of every moment of life. Al Nisach HaShepachal Yimunah. That we're breathing, that we're living, that we're this, that we're that. That's also God. But God is not going to come out and announce Himself from your cup of water. He's not going to announce Himself from the fact that that person is feeling better today and wasn't feeling well before. Hashem's not going to announce it's me, Anoichi. That's from the Nisim Gluyim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. From there, we are able to look at everything in life and see the Nisim Nistar in Teva. That all of Teva, all of nature is really Nisim Nistar, hidden miracles. That's the Ramban in Parshas Bo. Vahainu. What does this mean? Ki ritzayni yisbarach hamlubish b'teva. Hashem's ratzon, Hashem's infinite will is enclosed in nature. It's hidden in nature. How Hashem made the world in such a way. Umanhig b'ritzayni mitoich u'b'soich ha'teva. And Hashem's ratzon is to dafka guide this world and control this world while concealed in that disguise, that costume of Teva, of nature. That's Hashem's perm outfit, custom. Teva, nature. Hu hanhaga atmidis. And that's the hanhaga atmidis. What does hanhaga atmidis mean? Every minute of the world. So the sun comes up, then it goes down, how the planet moves and everything's going on. That goes on and on and on. That's called Teva. Really, Teva, it's all nisim nistarim. It's all miracles. Everything's miraculous. But Hashem and clothed it in that covering, in that disguise of the tmidius, the regularity and the consistency of what? Of nature and how nature works, that you could predict. That if you pick something up, the force of gravity makes it go down. And if something would happen, and we weren't, unless we're on the moon or something in Iraq, and you do that, and this thing goes up, it means you probably should get out of the room or something, because something strange is happening. Because that's how Hashem made the world. If there's a tmidius, that when you drop something, it goes down, it doesn't go up. It's a tmidius, and that's how Hashem made. That's called Teva. So it's Nisim Nistar, but that's how Hashem made the world, and that's how He fears the Welt. He runs the world in such a way. And the Rasan Hashem is that these laws of nature, Hashem wants and Hashem willed, and this is what it is, that the laws of nature go on and on. Without ever stopping, perpetually. The laws of nature. You drop something, it falls. That's Hashem made. Bli hefsik. Uchishyesh hefsik shel nisim gluyim ay. In history, the only interruptions to that program of Teva, the only time there were interruptions, very short interruptions to Teva, were what? Nisim gluyim, revealed miracles. Nisim gluyim. revealed miracles that took place in front of all of Knesset Yisrael, the Nisim and the Flows. Perusha, Kamoshe Hishrish Harosh Yeshiva Zatzal, the way that Rav Huttner explained, Shekamoshe Yesh B'Torah HaLochas HaTamidi is, the same way that we have in Halacha, the other Halachas that we live with every single day of our lives, and we have to follow those Halachas every day of our lives. And that's the Tamidius. In other words, Torah has a certain Teva too. Torah also has a rhythm. It also has a Teva. In other words, every single day. This, of course, the Shabbos Yom Tov, Tefillin Chol, Shabbos No Tefillin, Shachos Min Chamar, so on and so forth. Our lives have a natural rhythm. The life of Torah. That's the Teva of living as a Jew of Torah. But then there are interruptions to the Halacha. What are those called? Yeshem Hakim Mitzarech Lahira Hashah. For instance, in Halacha there's something called Ahira Hashah. Ahira Hashah means like a temporary suspension of Halacha because of an emergency situation. So Eliyahu Navi goes by, we read that in Yom Kippur. Eliyahu Navi goes by Har HaKarmel and he builds a bomb and he brings a carbon. He brings a carbon by Har HaKarmel. How are you allowed to do that, to build such a bomb over there? And there are many problems there halachically with bringing that type of a carbon, an oila being brought by Har HaKarmel. What do you think you're doing? How could you do such a thing? So Teretz is, in the natural rhythm of halacha, that's forbidden. But there's something that's called in halacha an interruption, a hayra hashah. It's like a crack in the teva of Torah, Rav Huttner explained. And that's called the Hayra Hashah. We have different things. It's called the Shas Adchak, Hayra Hashah. Eis Lasat Hashem, Hefer Teresacha. Mishnayis Tarsha Balpeh is not supposed to be written. Yeah? It's supposed to be Balpeh. No. The natural flow of Halacha would say that there should never be any oral Torah in writing. But then there came a Hayra that what? Eis Lasat Hashem, because of what was going on, an emergency injunction that broke the nature of the natural flow of Torah, and the regular halacha was suspended, and the Torah Shmuel Peh is put into writing. Right? Is that clear? That's the equivalent in Torah of when there's an open miracle that breaks through nature. So too, in Torah, there's something that breaks through when we have the suspension of halacha. It's the same thing in Torah. Lerkel Azman Dover Manat Torah, that for a time there has to be a suspension of something in Torah. Cain istakel b'raisu b'ra alma. Now we know Hashem gazed into the Torah and He created the world. So the same way that in the Torah there is such a thing as a temporary suspension where there is a glimpse of something deeper, and for that time there is a suspension of the regular rhythm of halacha, because Hashem created the world with the Torah, that takes place in the physical world as well. Generally speaking, 99.99999, everything runs according to the tmidius of nature, teva. That's how everything goes. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a crack, and there have been occasional cracks in that, temporary. Kriyas Yamsuf was just for a little bit, and then Vayoshev Hayom LeEisano, then the ocean went back, everything closed up again. By Marmon HaSinai, Hashem opened up Shemayim, after Eres L'Adas, and then, whoa, and then it was sewn together, finished. That was that moment. But that's not how Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the world with Teva. And Teva means Nisan Nistarim. Everything's a miracle, but it's hidden under Teva. That in this physical world, there are also rare, occasional changes from Teva. There are these open miracles that break out, and there's an opening that's made, and the light of the Infinite One is seen, and then it closes up. And we have to think about those, and that's what the Rabban is saying, and to remember them, and by doing that, and a person in his own life sometimes can see or experience such things. And by doing that, a person's v'tamar al harotzen hamanig b'tmidius, you're able to know that really it's Hashem all the time. Underneath the custom of Teva, it's always Hashem. Underneath this disguise, everything is miracles. Everything is Hashem. Nisim nistar. V'oyser rotzen melubesh tamid b'mashenikra Teva. this Ratzon of Hashem to run the world this way that we just described, it's called Teva, nature. Ches. Ubi Yeshua zu Hashem inyonuhu ki yumashol kla Yisrael. Now, we learn that there's a reality that's called Lifnei Hashem. That means Hashem, who He is, without any costume. Hashem, in the essence, kivyochol, of who He is. And in that mitzias of Lifnei Hashem, Hashem has with Him, before His eyes, a mitzias that's called what? Knesset Yisrael. Am Yisrael. Lifnei Hashem. Ubi Yeshua zu. So what happened by this Yeshua of Purim that made it unique? The role, like it says, the role called Avseyar is Ace Yeshua Salakainer. What happened by Purim that makes it different from all the other Yeshuas? Everybody knows, we knew this when we were children, that the name of Hashem is Davka, what? Not mentioned in the Megillah. And Purim is a Yantiv that took place completely covered by nature. That's why another reason why we wear costumes. Completely in a natural way. Yeah, Mordechai happened to hear these two guys, Esther happened to be chosen, and so on and so forth. It was all totally natural. It was coming from that world of Nisim Nistar. But it's totally natural. B'Yeshua zu asher inyonu kiyum shokla Yisrael, asher kiyum ze hu hatomid v'habilti nifsek b'hanagos yisborach. There is something that can never ever stop, that can never be interrupted, that is never ever ever suspended, that never ever stops. And that's called the yichud between Hashem and the Jewish people. The lifnei Hashem of Knesset Yisrael, being with Hashem. So what's amazing is that here, Haman HaRasha, there's a sharp nakuda, listen carefully. Haman HaRasha was the first one who ever had such an inyan, lahashmid, laharag, ula'abeg. The end of the Jewish people, the final solution. Nobody ever thought of such a thing until Haman. But there shouldn't be a Jew in the world. Finished. Lahashmit laharig ula'abed. The end. No more Am Yisrael. That's what his plan was. No more Am Yisrael. There's one thing that we know, that just kivyochel as he is, so too he has with him every moment in his presence. That's Knesset Yisrael. The Yeshua of Purim was to rescue Am Yisrael, that Haman wanted to end our existence, and the Yontav of Purim was that the existence of the Jewish people can never end. Shuasam hayisa lanetzach, v'zikvasam b'chol dar v'dar. Netzach Yisrael lo yishake. It can't be. So he explains. This tamid of Am Yisrael, the most natural thing in the world, is Am Yisrael's existence. But of course, it's all supernatural beneath the surface. But it has to be. He the Yeshua took place in such a way, totally natural, just like Am Yisrael's existence is every second before Hashem. It took place in a totally natural way. Kan nitan chalayin. Here, what happened was that there was a window. L'toych halavush hazeh nikra teva. We had by Purim a window that allowed us to peek inside without any supernatural changes, without there being a break in the way of teva. We were able to look through and to see, in the clearest way, this hanhaga, that everything is Hashem and Am Yisrael. Everything is Hashem and Am Yisrael. V'hi haifa niflo rachad pa'amis. That only happened once. Such a thing only happened once. Unfortunately, by the Holocaust, even though they weren't able to carry out the final solution, there were many that were killed. And in the Teva, a person can look at the Holocaust and say, where was God? Hashem, I mean, we believe, of course, everything's Hashem. But people could say, where is God? Where is God? What happened by Purim was a roll called Apsei Aretz, Eis Yeshuas Elokeinu, that it took place in such a way that in a completely natural way that not one Jew was touched. Instead of lahashmid laharug la'abe, without any miracle, without any ruffles in nature, without any disruption, we were allowed to see that everything is nisan nistarim, without having to make something super duper, supernatural and miraculous to break away from teva. Hashem showed us the most natural nakuda of Kivyachal himself, of the Shekhinah, is what? Kol Yisrael. This Haman wants to destroy what? Kol Yisrael? There's no such thing. Kol Yisrael, look by me in hearts. Kol Yisrael, Hashem says, look by me in hearts, is by me. That mitzvah of Kol Yisrael, look by me, is by me. It's not something, and it wasn't a matter of breaking down nature and seeing some big miracle and from there being able to say, oh, really Hashem is with us? It was without any changes at all. Totally natural. V'hi ha'ifah niflorak, one time Baruch Halef says to Yeshua Salakinu, Emesai b'zman Mordechai v'Esther. Now we understand the Rambam. Shemegilas Esther lo tisbata lo olim kechamish echum sheter. Megilas Esther can never be done away with. It can never be put away. It's like chamish echum sheter. Ukilchus Torah shabal peh. Shoyim dim la'ad lo olim. Because what? Because Knesset Yisrael is indestructible. And Haman came lahashem laharug la'abe. And nekalu ha'yehudim, we gathered together to that point of Kol Yisrael. And we cried out to Hashem, we said, this is it, we're one people, we're one person. Enclosed in millions of people, v'chol medinas hamelach hachashveish. But that's who we are. One person, one mitzias, and we're lifnei Hashem. And that state of lifnei Hashem is the tmidius of the rotzen of Hashem. V'shar sifrei Tanakh nitnu l'tzarech, aval teri hi lo'olam. The other sorum of Tanakh are speaking about, even though of course they have a need that we can learn from all generations, l'dayrus, but those were particular incidences, things that happened in history, and things that were nogeya to those particular individuals, no particular times in history. Masha'ena came, Megillas Esther, and Chamish Yechum Shetara. Megillas Esther, Chamish Yechum Shetara are different. Because Megillas Esther, Chamish Yechum Shetara is that which is Netzach, Nitzchius, Tmidius, like Teva, never stopping, ever. Ki Menitzchi Shel Yisrael, V'yesh Oimer B'medrash, Shagam Yom Kippur Lo Yisbatel. There's also a view that says in the Medrash that Yom Kippur and Purim are not batel. K'mavur B'maral, because in a certain way that happened also on Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, remember, by Yom Kippur, what's Yom Kippur? Is the kapara for the Chayta Egel. What was by the Chayta Egel? Every Jew in the world. Hashem was going to destroy every Jew in the world. Except for Moshe Rabbeinu. He was going to build, because Hashem said, leave me, let me alone. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'achaleim, I'm going to destroy them. And what's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur was the kapara of Lufnei Hashem, that in that place of Lufnei Hashem, the Jewish people and that mitzias of Lufnei Hashem are indestructible. There's no such thing. So therefore, Purim and Yom Kippur is that inyan of Knesset Yisrael, and therefore the Maral explains that the same way that Purim can never be bottled, Yom Kippur can never be bottled. And on Purim and in Yom Kippur, the Jewish people feel that no matter what we've done with our lives, there's something about us that is always in front of God. There's that tamid, there's that tamid, there's that which is always with Hashem. There's the hidden miracle of who we are as a people that's always by Hashem. We don't have to see it with some great open miracle, but it's always there. And therefore, when Haman wanted to destroy all of us, and Kivyachal Hashem was going to destroy all of us by the Chet Egel, we feel on these 2 days, on Yom Kippur and on Purim, more than any other time, that at the end of the day, Hashem will never, ever let go of us. That we live in that place that's called Lifnei Hashem. That's who we really are. And a Jew can feel davka in the deepest part of who he is, as a gilui hanifla, that amazing gilui, of Hashem's rotzen, that's deeper than any of the levushim, any of the concealments of teva, that goes beneath all the costumes and the outfits that are covering who we are as Jews, and who Hashem is kivyochel, is the one who runs the world according to the laws of nature. Levusha teva hazeh shiro kol avseres esi yishuas elokeinu. Rotzen ma'oid amoik, it's a very, very deep and mysterious rotzen. Shemagisha b'mokim ma'oid amoik shebenefesh, and it touches the deepest mokim, the deepest point of who we are. So therefore, the whole Indian firm is Davke, is that Nakuda of Lifnei Hashem. And that is exactly what Amalek is trying to take away from us. That feeling that we have that no matter what, we're with Hashem. No matter what, we're always Lifnei Hashem. No matter who I am as an individual, I'm always able to connect to Knesset Israel and be Lifnei Hashem. That's what Amalek wanted to take us away from. And that's the victory of Purim was over. Amalek, who wants to take us away from that belief in Lifnei Hashem. And that's why the Navi, who lives in that world with Hashem, that's Lifnei Hashem, the Navi came and he cut off Agag, the Amaleki's head, and it says in the Pasuk, Lifnei Hashem. Because that's exactly what Amalek is trying to take away. That belief in Lifnei Hashem. So it says that V'yishah save Shmuel as Agag, Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. That's what he took. Because Amalek tries to go up to that place of Lifnei Hashem. To the Kisei of Hashem. Yad al Kais Kom, Milchom al Hashem b'Amalek. That Lifnei Hashem. And therefore he ends and says, U'besim chazu shemekayim Lifnei Hashem. The joy of Purim is the joy of Lifnei Hashem. All Jews are together. And there's no barriers at all. Menichim Anu is called Tfisas Hadash Shalom Harvigilu Mitarech Mabat Chitzayin Salavush. We are able to suspend our usual way of looking at the world where everything is hidden and everything is disguised and we don't see Hashem anywhere and we try to believe in. On Purim we're able to give up that whole way of looking at the world and looking at the covering of nature. We're inside Hashem's levushim, all the way by Hashem's heart. The davke, therefore, the Indian of Purim is ad lo yada. Chai v'nishlo v'sumi, a person drinks ad lo yada. Because our das looks at the world through the eyes of das. Understanding the world means looking at the world and the world of nature. Ad lo yada means to come to that place which is higher than das. It's that which is called lifnei Hashem. And that's, we got that from Purim. And a Purim Jews are able to be happy together. And we're able to get along, all Jews with other Jews. Because that's called Lifnei Hashem. Because that mitzvah is called Lifnei Hashem. There's a minute by some to sing that zmiris on Purim by the Suda Achein Ata Kel Mistater. Now, you are Hashem, a God who is hidden. Normally, when you speak about Hashem being hidden, you would say He is hidden. But on Purim, and only on Purim, you could say, Atahu. I know you, and you're a Kelmistate, but I see through the whole thing. Atahu Kelmistate. You are a God who is hidden. How could you say you are a God who is hidden? It should be who, Mistate. Atahu Kelmistate. Achein Atahu Kelmistate. Atah, I see you through all of this. On Purim, when it's Adol Yada, when it comes to a place of Lifnei Hashem, there are no disguises. And a person can say, Achein, Atahu Kelmistate. Atahu Kelmistate. There were Jews who had such a munah and who were Purim the whole year that they were able to say things like that while they were sitting in Auschwitz and Treblinka. We should know from such things. Who were able to say such things when they go through the most horrible times in life. Achein, Atahu Kelmistate. Who should be zeicher that should be the final removal of all of these coverings. People like us are not in this madrega to see through all of that. And there are plenty of things that are blocking our vision. All of those things should be removed and we should be zeicha. Shalosam ha'isla netzach v'sikhlasam l'chal dar v'dar v'gulasha v'amitis amen v'amen.
Amen.